lucky to escape alright. Well, actually, I wasn't in the house myself at the time, just to point it out, but another family member was in the house. The family member and the house had a lucky escape, clearly, going by the photos I sent yourself there. What had happened was the phone was down the bedroom and Jared's. They were elsewhere in the house doing other stuff, and then they found then this burning smell, if you like. They found the burning smell, and they went down to the bedroom then, and when they went into the bedroom, then the phone was sizzling then. Actually in the bedroom then, that's what's happening. The lead was sizzling just virtually on the verge of basically going on fire, because of what I understand is, I think basically when this happens, I've read somewhere before, apparently the phone just more or less explodes. So when that would have happened, you would have, obviously would have had a fire then immediately then in the bedroom as such. So it could have turned out very nasty. And the reason just I'm contacting today, Michaela, is we hear about these things from time to time through various channels and whatnot, but the reality is this is real life. Like, this does happen for people. And just I want to appeal to people today, put out the awareness there. This has happened. It happened in my house yesterday morning. It can happen in anybody's house. It could be somebody else's house tomorrow. God knows how many people's houses yesterday. It happened somewhere as well, but we're not hearing about them. The reality is here, if this had happened maybe 2 hours or 3 hours beforehand, Michaela, through the night, it could have been a totally different story, because people would have been asleep. They wouldn't have been alerted, possibly. Phone on charge on the bed, beside the bed. Obviously, high flammable stuff beside you. It could have been all over just before anybody realised. So I just want to put out the awareness, Michaela, how dangerous it is to have, in this case yesterday, a phone charging unattended in the room. And room, kitchen, doesn't matter where it's unattended, but for the sake of the conversation, it was in the bedroom yesterday, so obviously highly flammable stuff besides mattresses, pillows, carpets, etc., clothes, so on, in a bedroom that you were going to find in a typical bedroom. How dangerous this can be, how just point shows as well, how easy it can all go wrong. I think the thing to point out here as well, that these chargers as well, the phone and the charger need to be matching as such as well. The charger needs to be matching, apparently, the phone, that is the right charger for the phone and everything else. Well, that's to point out as well. And basically, in general, another thing, any of these electrical things, let it be phones, let it be electric shavers, let it be laptops, let it be electric scooters, which apparently need to be watched as well because of the batteries in those. So up to some of lithium batteries to the electric cars. These things all need to be watched, like, when they're charging as such. And it's just a point out in particular, obviously, kids in particular may switch on things, you know, jump out of the room, whatever, go about themselves playing their every normal day life. And mum or dad may be unaware then there's a phone charger in the room or whatever. This kind of stuff, but just to create awareness on it, Michaela. And thankfully enough, nobody could, you know, this is a story we can talk about the next day. And that's the main thing here, and just it's just to create awareness, Michaela, and just highlight how important it is to be aware that to not go out, not to leave things on charge, not to leave possibly switched on, not have everything switched off apart from your fridge, basically, if you like, in your house. And hopefully at that then everything else will be safe then alongside that. It's no different either, as opposed to Christmas time. We hear about the warnings about Christmas lights and so on, not to leave them on overnight, all these kind of things. Any of these leads, apparently, when they seem to heat up, they get a certain degree of heating up as such. As you can see yourself from the photos I sent you, the photos talk for themselves. They get a certain degree of heating up and then they can't take it anymore. The lead can't take it anymore. And the next thing, you know, it just goes bang then and you end up with a fire then as such.
And this is something that the Donegal Fire Service have repeatedly warned about. So this is just another example of how important it is to heed this advice.
It's another example, yes, Michaela, it is another example. In fairness, the Donegal Fire Service, Joseph McTiger and his team and all his fire crew, and no more than through Lufford there, Gary Martin, and that as head of the fire service there through Lufford. This is all stuff they highlight from time to time. Always they have done this. And look, No different myself. The ball has been dropped here, and this is the reality of it. Just I suppose everybody thinks when they're in their own home, they're in their own comfort zone, and that's probably where things become very dangerous as well. When you're in your own home, you're in your own comfort zone. Although I said I wasn't here yesterday, but thankfully another family member was. Such, but this is the reality, and I think it's like anything when you're near hand home. you just get very relaxed. As I say, you're in your own comfort zone. You think nothing's going to go wrong. You may pop out down the road to a family member. You may pop out to the shop. You may leave the phone in charge, whatever. You're only going to wait 10, 15 minutes, whatever. You think it's going to be all right. All this kind of stuff. And this really drives home this morning here, Michaela, where we need to pay attention to what the fire service, the professionals, the real professionals are telling us what can happen, what will happen, what they know happens from their own experience, what they've seen. Obviously, down through the years' experience has taught them, and they're trying to teach us. And it's just a real wake-up call for everybody again today, just to pay attention to what is going on, pay attention to your safety instructions and all that, when you get them, you open the packaging, whatever's on it, pay attention to that. And be very mindful as well of what charger you're using, because we're all too aware of the phone charger breaks. We go out then, we buy another charger, let it be wherever, out of a shop, out of wherever it comes from, maybe off the internet either, possibly. But we're maybe not paying as much attention to what we're buying as what we're buying. Is that actually suiting the model of phone or model of device, whatever we're charging? And that's what comes into play here as well. It's very important. That has to be watched. But I suppose no more than ourselves, like today, it's only watched when something happens. That's the reality. It only kicks in then when something gives.